You okay?
Yes. That story broke my heart, though. In the best way.
Come on. Let's see where we've landed.
It's quiet.
The haze hasn't reached this part of the woods, though. Maybe Elyra's here?
Do you hear anything?
I don't think there's anything here. Maybe we need to try the next string to...
Madeline!
What have you done with Barty?
Please, don't hurt her!
This is his caravan, isn't it? Where's Barty?
Who the hell's asking?
You first.
I'm disinclined to talk to someone who has an arrow aimed at me.
Madeline, for God's sake, maybe don't argue with someone holding a weapon.
I'm trying to defuse the situation.
You're doing a very bad job of it.
If you don't tell me how you got this caravan...
Yes, it was Barty's.
What do you mean, was... You've done something to him.
We didn't do anything.
There was a wraith. It attacked us.
What?
A wraith. There was a wraith. Barty helped us escape.
You escaped a wraith? Not likely.
It's true. Barty fought it. He told us to take the caravan.
Jenny, stop telling him everything.
You'll tell me everything. Or this one dies.
Pal, you are not my first near-death experience on this adventure, and you probably won't be my last.
Smartass.
I get that a lot. Hey, what's that? Okay, easy.
Move. This knife will make a permanent home in your trachea.
Listen to me. Please.
Barty is the only one who could have created Bard's magic, and he wouldn't have used it unless he absolutely had to. It must have been a damn good reason he drew this much attention to himself. I'll follow the ripples of his spellcraft and find you two with his caravan. Now tell me what the hell happened.
We are telling you the truth. We found Barty in the forest completely by accident. He did use magic. We had nothing to do with the wraith. It just appeared. It was from the Order or something. It attacked us. Barty fought it off long enough for us to get away.
Why would he protect you?
Because I can do it.
What are you on about?
Jenny, don't.
Stop! She's bleeding.
Then tell me what the hell you mean!
I can do it. I can do Bard's magic. He was teaching me.
Liar.
Let me prove it to you. Just let me get what I need. It's just inside. Please.
If you're lying, she's dead.
I'm telling the truth.
You stay right there.
Whatever you say.
I'll be right back. Look!
What's an empty bottle gonna do with this?
It's not empty. It... You really can't see this?
Is this a trick?
No. I can show you. Here.
This episode contains sensitive material that may not be suitable for all audiences, including themes related to refugee affairs and abortion. Listener discretion is advised.
Moving. Single file.
Passports ready. Get your passports out.
No passage through the border crossing without proper documents.
Yixing, are you alright? I'm a little thirsty, Chua. How long until we reach the camps?
Seems not that far, but the caravan is long.
Caravan? This is not a caravan. It's a cattle herd.
You two!
Yes, sir?
Hoods off.
But we are...
Why, if I may ask?
So we can see your face. Unless you got something to hide.
No, sir.
Okay, we'll take off our hoods. But the sun is so hot today.
I know it is. Why do you think I look like this? Sweating through my clothes, my neck burning to a crisp in this damn heat? The spirits of this land have abandoned us. Or they're laughing at us. Well, not like I believe in those things.
There is silence because nobody talks to them anymore.
No? How would you know?
Chua, we humans can't assume what the spirits want. That is why we talk to them and listen.
Who are you? Take off your hood.
Gate opening. All horsemen to the gate.
Come on, Yixing. Let's keep moving.
God damn it. Hey! Where did those two go?
Chua. I'll be alright, Yixing. Oh, I almost blew our cover.
More like almost blew your cover.
Let's forget about that guy and move forward. I can almost see the tents up ahead.
Yeah, you're right. Just a few more herds of us cattle for them to go through.
Here, your voice is becoming drier than this desert. You have the last of our water.
Me? No, you have it, Chua.
Enough with the formalities, Yixing. We're equals. You are my friend. Always have been. And besides, you just got out of the hospital.
You mean we snuck out? Okay. Fine. But as soon as we retrieve rations, you are having my share.
I'm sure any kind of food is out of the question for us.
Unless some foreign aid miraculously comes our way.
Okay, here you...
A spirit is calling for me. What spirit calls to my soul? Speak and reveal yourself.
Fire! Look out!
Another spirit. I hear you, but I can't see... These spirits are not calling to me, but are they lingering? Shua?
Shua!
Huh? What's going on?
They suddenly stopped moving.
Attention! We have ceased passage through the border at the moment. We will relocate you to the transitory camps. Check passports and documents throughout the night. If you do not have the required documents for crossing, you will not be allowed passage.
Oh no.
We're gonna have to survive at least one more night.
I don't know if we can make it.
You will make it, Yixing. I can assure you. There are many ghosts around us.
Huh? You see them?
Yes. They're feeding off of everyone here. The people's emotions grow and the spirits grow. Listen, Yixing, don't let the crowds rub off on you.
Shua?
Spirits, do you call to me?
Yixing, they've lingered and attached to... me.
Spirits, why do you call to me? I am your channel.
Shua!
Witchcraft. Burdensome. Heavy.
Shua, snap out of it.
Yixing, hold and squeeze my hand as hard as you can. Even if you have to dig into my skin.
But
do it!
Can't
Yield, spirit. Yield my guidance. Shua, we have to go. Don't let go of my hand. I won't, Shua. I won't. I call upon any spirit, any gods out there, mercy and refuge.
Zai, my child, let me carry you.
You, again. The White Tiger Spirit.
Yes, I am here. Call out to that goddess. A trinket that was gifted to you long ago, containing the image of a bodhisattva.
You remember that, huh?
I can escort your spirit there so you may find some asylum.
And what about my friend?
She can serve as your anchor to the world below. Connect you back to your body. You just have to trust she may protect your physical form. There are disturbed spirits, swelled by the release of the negative thoughts surrounding you and her.
So as I suspected, once we reach under the roof of the tents, I shall call upon the goddess of mercy and compassion, Avalokiteshvara.
Here, Shua. Let's sit over there. Good. Shua, your hands... they're getting cold.
Damn, these spirits seem to be seeping into my body.
I'll be fine. Just a second ago you were...
Keep quiet, Nasan. Hey! Shut your mouth, or somebody else will. Nasan!
The mother and her child are over there. The universe seems to rub it in my face, huh?
We're sitting over there, right?
Yes. Let's go. Shua, you're getting colder.
Good. You still have my hand. It seems my body has gone so numb. At least I don't feel stimulation of pain.
What do we do?
I'm going to do a trance.
Right now?
I need to consult a higher being to help my spirit. I can't say much. I don't have exact answers. If I even so much as name this pain out loud, you'll be aware of it too. And it will affect you more fatally.
A trance into the other world?
You've seen me do it. Why doubt me now?
We are in a crowded area.
Yes, it is less than desirable, but... upaya.
Tell me what I need to do to prepare.
As soon as I say, let go of my hand.
What is that?
This is hemp. A particularly strong roll at that.
Right.
Although, I just realized I didn't bring any flint or lighter. Damn it.
What else can you do to be...
Stimulated. There's no water around to have makeshift tea. I might have to swallow it directly.
Swallow? You might choke on it.
It will have the same effect. And then... I may call upon her.
In your hand, is that... is that an icon?
I received it as a gift from a client a long time ago, when we first got displaced in the city from the village.
That was over 10 years ago.
And to think, you'll be returning back there soon.
We will.
This icon is a bodhisattva.
Masan! You must be quiet! Oh, child!
Prepare to show your documents and passports!
Yixing, when I tell you to let go of my hand, watch over me. Make sure I'm breathing, all that. You've seen it before when I trance. My body will not respond to external noises or reactions. If these patrol guards come by, tell them I'm sick or sleeping. Whatever you need to say to convince them not to move or touch me.
If they think you're sick, won't they take you out of here?
Convince them you got this under control. Okay?
Do what you need to do. Upaya.
Watch out, my friend. Thank you. Inhale. Exhale. Dive deep. Plunge. Plunge deep. Feel my pulse. Veins flow as rushing rivers do. Cleanse away the surface to reveal. Find me as I find you. Trace the lighted path. Sear through the void and darkness. Find the beat. Find the heartbeat.
We have entered the spiritual realm. Now, chant. Chant her name. Chant her guidance.
May compassion and mercy bear my body. I name the warmth of embrace for the light. May compassion and mercy bear my spirit. Allow me entrance into the realm of heavenly soil. May compassion and mercy bear my witness. I seek asylum. Dive into me, your name, dive into me. I hold it clear in my mind, every syllable, every vibration that rings. Your image in my hand, my heart, embedded as light pierces shadows.
Call her name. Let it echo, and I shall follow it back to her.
I seek asylum. Seek me. Avalokiteshvara.
There! A path has been revealed.
Lead my spirit away.
So I shall.
Wow. What a strange place.
This is the realm in between, child of sound. Haven't you been here?
I suppose I have, but I've never really taken it in. Maybe ingesting the hem heightened my senses to see things clearly here. It's like looking at the night sky in a cityless place. Every star visible and full of color, like my hometown.
From what I am aware, this is the cosmos of spiritual space. Mere mortal humans are too grounded to be able to see. Perhaps it helps that you are currently possessing my form to see these things. Oh no.
What was that just reached for us?
Oh, spirits again. It seems they're pursuing you.
Why? I am cleansed of all negative thoughts and feelings. Oh, White Tiger Spirit, what do you know?
I am not. There! That path should lead us to the gate. Get ready to make it!
This looks like an elevator.
I'll lend you my strength. Call upon her again.
Mercy, bear my spirit. Allow me entrance into the realm of heavenly soil.
May compassion and mercy bear my witness.
I seek asylum. I call your name.
By powers of sky and earth, I implore with firm resolve, all hardship leave us behind. Into dust they shall dissolve. It is the 160th day of this Lunar New Year. Today, I'm recording my observations of the world below and analyzing our progress toward enlightenment. Less and less mercy from each other. My own teachings reach fewer followers. Trust crumbles like pillars of sand down there. Integrity is scarce, and understanding is too quick to grow and becomes regrettable action. Convenience is a fleeting happiness that can as easily transform into wrath. I try to reach, but my children's voices are dying too quickly. What is it that I may do to help my children? I hear and see all the cries of the world. Each individual voice has overlapped and become one indistinguishable shout. Visions are blurry. They suffer and I empathize. But how to connect back?
I have one incoming message from Kongzhue, the peacock spirit. Would you like for me to pick up?
Yes, please.
Message one.
Madam Guanyin, this is distressful. Ah! The heavenly loft elevator is making a disturbing sound, as if a cat is scratching away. Please come immediately.
Message ended.
Kongzhue, you're speaking too close to the receiver again. Let's see. The heavenly loft elevator is the entrance here. That must mean somebody is attempting to enter. Or whoever they are, They must be calling out.
Avaloki. Tesh. Verva.
Yes, I hear you. Allow me to reach you, child.
Oh, my feathers and tail, madam. There you are.
Kongche.
Oh, dear. The voices are getting worse. What do you hear and see when you touch the door, madam?
I see. Baihu. The white tiger.
What? One of the auspicious beasts? But why is he being so aggressive as to...
Wait. Not quite like Baihu. Oh my. There's a strong scent of...
Oh, is that him?
Allow
me entrance into the realm of heavenly soil. I seek asylum. Avalokiteshvara.
Yes, child. I hear you. Kongche, this guest is calling for our help. Prepare to open the door.
Yes, madam.
Almost there. Press the button. Now. Oh, child, I hear and I see you. Guide your hand toward me. You're hurt, dearest one. Take your time and breathe into ease. That's right. A little closer, poor creature. You called me, child. You spoke my name.
Loki.
I am the goddess of mercy and compassion. She who sees and hears the cries of the world.
Hold on. Is that really a white tiger spirit? Or a...
The white tiger is... No, it's not becoming a girl. The girl is calling out to me. She's using them as a vessel, a surrogate.
That is a human, however, madam. A mortal human has arrived in your heavenly loft.
Grant me asylum.
Oh, I sense such desperation within this spirit.
I seek your protection, Avalokiteshvara.
Do not worry, child. Let us sit and... Oh, dear. Kongche, escort her to our lounge. What a frightful journey you must have been through. Let us sit over here.
Where is the white tiger spirit?
Did you summon that spirit?
Yes. They guided me to you. Please... I need asylum and safety here.
It is all right, child.
I am not a child.
Oh, you are a child to me. I am an eternal being. My memory expands as far as time has...
I have a name.
Yes, of course. Let us introduce each other here. Kongche, if you would help her.
As you wish, madam. All right, you. Just put your arm around my wing and...
A talking bird?
Huh?
For sure. This girl is mortal.
To feel sensations as a spiritual projection, especially in a place like this, it's so... Damn, bright.
Shall I close some curtains for you? I can get Alakisha to do it for us.
Wait, did you read my mind or something?
No. Here, indeed, you are a spirit. Your spirit, somehow estranged from your body, means there is no shield to shadow your intentions.
Which means you are an open book.
Right.
Any ill intentions against our lovely goddess of compassion means you get to be kicked out.
Kong Che!
No.
Pardon my spirit assistant, young child.
Did you say earlier, Alakisha? Who's that?
Oh, I shall introduce you to her as well. Here.
What is this?
It is voice activated. I shall demonstrate for you. Alakisha?
Yes. How may I help you?
Please order white peach tea and jade dumplings for our guest. Deliver the refreshments to the main lounge.
I shall do that, Madam Guanyin.
I see. There is a computer. Here.
From here, I am able to communicate and access millions of more people in the world below.
Are those... Is that? I see many cities and villages.
Yes. When my name is called upon, a connection is formed. So long as my subjects know my name. And I see them. I hear their pleas, their sorrows, and frustrations.
I can imagine.
Like mirrors into the world.
Certainly puts me out of a job as a divine animal spirit servant.
Why have this?
Lately, with the population of the world rising, so do their sufferings and cries. To understand contemporary humans and their plights, I've adjusted my heavenly palace, now my heavenly loft, to see and hear the world as you humans do. What is the matter? This is not impressive, I imagine? You've surely interacted with something like this before. After all, this was modeled after your human technology.
Actually, I have not. Not in person, at least.
Oh. I see.
Yeah, I didn't, live like this.
My apologies, child. I had assumed. Right. We were going to introduce each other. Let us head to the main lounge. Ah, you see there? Our white peach tea and jade dumplings have been delivered on time.
It all smells sweet.
I hope this may be to your liking.
I don't know if I'm actually hungry in this spiritual realm.
Regardless, you should try some. Your soul may crave it.
Avalokiteshvara, I want to talk to you.
I see. Yes, let us discuss the matter of your arrival. What is your name?
Shua.
Ah, a Hmong name, is it not?
Yeah.
You may call me Guanyin. It is much more convenient for my fellow subjects to call out my Chinese name.
Convenient?
Of course, I have many other names, but I find Guanyin to be the most popular. Oh, and this is Kong Che, the peacock spirit.
In service to Madam Guanyin for several hundred years, and soon to be replaced by a certain
Alakisha, very much like the technology of the world below if it continues to evolve.
Oh, don't you worry, Kongche. There are many divine purposes that technology can never replace or solve for them.
Speaking of...
Yes, let us get back to the conversation you wanted. Shua, tell me why you seek asylum. How you came to possess a white tiger spirit, and how you even managed to arrive here.
Avalo... Guanyin? There is one part of me that is afraid to say.
Why so, Shua?
I just have not had the luxury to tell the truth.
Here, you are safe so long as you are in the bounds of my loft. It is divinely protected from outside forces.
Right.
Allow me to hear and see your story. It is okay, dear child.
I am seeking refuge. My physical body is with a friend. We are trying to cross the border from southeastern China to the western borders. It is a huge crossing, but much safer than smuggling to the south or by ourselves. We could blend in, but now... I don't know if I should say.
Young Shua, let's start from the beginning. Why were you named so?
Ever since I was born, I could hear the spirits of the other world. And I spoke to them.
Are you a priestess? A medium?
In my village, I was raised as and called a shaman.
The hemp smell from earlier. Now it makes sense for such an ancient ritualistic practice. But, of course, the downside to such a lifestyle.
A shaman? One who is possessed for the sake of others.
I formed such relationships with spirits. We conversed and, with proper reciprocation, granted me whatever guidance I needed.
Guidance for what intentions?
I accepted clients. It became my security for living in the city after being displaced from my hometown. Natural disasters destroyed my village at the bottom of the mountains 7 years ago, where the rivers meet.
Are you here because you provoked the wrong spirits? Shua, what is the matter? Tell me why you are suffering.
Please understand, Guanyin. I am not trying to hide away.
You cannot hide here. You have asked Madam for her assistance, but if you refuse to explain why, it will give us reason to suspect that you are here for...
Enough, Kongche! We must give benefit of the doubt.
Yes, Madam. I have forgotten my place.
Such power.
My duty is to allow space for all your troubles to be expressed. If I am to ascertain compassion and mercy upon your darknesses, you must shed some light for me. Please, Shua.
You are right, Guanyin. I've just been living in the shadows all my life because I was raised to do so. It's just experiencing this has impacted me more than simply being told about it or being aware of it.
What was it that you experienced?
The consequences my people decided were justifiable for the actions I took. Upaya.
Upaya. Upaya kaushalya. Driven by incomplete reasoning. To find the means beyond the truth.
My friend was sick. She and I grew up together. She was my only friend at the time. I was kept isolated from the others. But she always found a way to find me. She called out to me. Her families went separate ways after our home was destroyed. She followed her family to the north, and we went south. Years later, one of the clients that showed up was her, Yexing.
Hello there, little shaman.
Not so little anymore, Yexing. But the color of her face was gone, and she had thinned beyond her years. She hovered her hands over her stomach. She was expecting. I am 2 months pregnant, but I have been sick. I do not know if my body or spirit can take this labor.
I do not want this baby. I cannot have it,
she said to me.
A mother willing to abandon her child?
Why? I wanted to ask, but I could already see why. Many of the clients I received before were mothers who wanted to talk to their dead children. Died at childbirth, miscarriages, diseases that were inherited and overtook their lives. Lack of the right medicine, or technology, or time for some others. Women's bodies and spirits that were never ready or didn't want to be. I had felt the sorrows pass through me like the raging wind and rushing water, calling upon the names of those passed on. But that was my life. I was to be an unshakable bridge for such communication.
To think, our purposes are so similar. A shaman and the goddess of mercy and compassion.
I could not falter, and yet, to see this happen to my friend. Are you sure you want this?
I have so many things to live for, Shua. Our roots still exist in our homeland, even if our homes were severed there. I fell ill 2 months ago, and I haven't recovered since. My body was never ready for this. But everyone else was so happy. They refused to see what was happening to me. My mother pretends she sympathizes, thinking having this child is the only way to survive. All the doctors and medicine men I went to didn't help. I was ignored. My life, right now, didn't matter. I may not live too long if I continue to be pregnant. I need to live. To speak up again, to realize my dream of our home reborn. I trust you, Shua, because you live to help us understand the unseen and unheard. You're the only one who'd understand me, you know? Because even your mother had. Your birth had caused her to die before you.
She said to me. Then, I knew what I had to do. She had no choice, and I must save her life. And so, I called upon a way to sever the ties of this pregnancy from the mother. I began. Yexing served as my anchor to ensure my spirit does not detach completely out of my physical body as it makes its way through the realm in between. She held on to my hands as tightly as she could with hers. In my mind, my heart, I let go of everything. A small tug, I felt. Then, a plunge. Dive into me. There was void and darkness. All light swallowed. In my mind, I envisioned a desperate spark becoming fire, becoming a beacon. Guide my hand, I called out. I dove deep. That's when those spirits first appeared.
Those spirits? The ones pursuing you?
None that I had encountered thus far in my life. It seemed they latched onto whoever crossed paths with them. Perhaps These are spirits connected to the meaning of the actions I was performing. My kin spirit, a white tiger guardian who's watched over me since my birth. They named these spirits as those who feed off of negative emotions.
Burdensome. Taboo. Witchcraft.
They tried to channel their thoughts through me during the ritual, antagonizing me, attempting to shake me up and weigh me down. I weaved and dodged their pursuit and managed to finally find my path toward what I needed to do. When I came back to the physical realm, Yexing found life in her steps again. She was already on her way to the hospital. They checked for any signs of the fetus, but it was gone.
Just like that?
Miraculously.
Thank you, Shua. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart.
But reality of the world we live in caught wind of this. It caught out the attention of her husband and mother. She knew severe punishment and retribution was coming to her. Since I performed the abortion, I took responsibility for her. I gathered everything I had and we ran. The laws of the land followed us. The spirits followed. And now, I am here. Upaya, I want you to understand me, Guanyin. My choice for Yexing to live so the pain of losing a mother would not happen in our village again. That's how I came to be here. You seem puzzled.
No, child. I am not. I am merely processing what you have been through. When you arrived, you called me by one of my most ancient names. Divine beings like me have had many names for many purposes. In one life, I was called Songzi. In that time, I had walked briefly among the world below, as a wife and soon-to-be mother. But I suffered in a similar way your friend did when she fell ill, and I had a miscarried child. Even I understood such sadness.
So Guanyin was an actual mother as well.
She must at least sympathize your and Yexing's circumstance, then.
Or it might be difficult to persuade. Damn! I feel my spirit is slipping back.
I consulted many of my brethren bodhisattvas and even Buddha themselves about what to do to overcome my grief as a mother. Therefore, I vowed to the world below that I would give the seeds of my womb to all those who prayed for it. For you see, Shua, I gave my gift to each and every mother to relieve the sufferings of childlessness and loss.
But that's their decision to make, isn't it? To have or not have.
Yes, it is certainly ideal to have a choice like that.
It seems like you don't have a solution for us.
I had not said that. Please know that. To deal with your circumstance, I need some time to think.
I don't have time. Please, Guanyin, I need to return back to the physical realm once my spirit is saved from these pursuers.
Then please allow me time to consult. Young one, what is the matter?
Zai!
Madam, I just felt the air thinning.
Witchcraft.
What is that presence? They seem to have seeped into this realm like shadows.
Guanyin, these spirits, they're...
Madam!
I shall form a barrier of cleansing light around the shaman. May this light deliver darkness and void back to origin!
What is happening?
I am here, Zai. I must apologize. The spirit latched upon me, and you and I are still connected.
I
White Tiger Spirit, I shall sever your tie.
No! I need to be with you to get you back.
But you'll be weighed down like me.
You run. I must not abandon you.
Who is this shaman talking to?
Kong Che, keep the barrier tight.
You said this palace was impenetrable.
Yes, unless I had welcomed unwanted guests in. I hear them. These are the spirits you mentioned?
Yeah, they feed on regrets, anxieties, and doubts.
They must have attached themselves to you, Shua.
What are you going to do?
I will find a consultation about this matter. A healer, perhaps?
How long would that take?
As long as I need to. But I know you are hurt now. I'll try to be back as soon as possible.
The journey here might have been for nothing.
You've been listening to Feminist Fairy Tales, an audio drama podcast that reimagines the genre of fairy tales through a feminist lens. This episode is performed by Chloe Ong, Ryako, Karen Lee, Deanna Halls, Brianna Pearl, Callista Wong, and Andrew Kilpa. Episode script by Elizabeth Ung. Dramaturgy by Navi. Sound design and musical composition by Ryako. Directed by Angela Yi. Interlude performed by Jenny Grinnell, Madeline Regina, and Connor Bashoven. Interlude scripts by Madeline Regina. Interlude sound design by Van Winkle. Feminist Fairy Tales is produced by Madeline Regina, Van Winkle, Jenny Grinnell, Madeline Dorta, and Emma Love. Theme music composed and produced by Juliana Marin. A special thank you to our Kickstarter supporter Rebecca Berry, the fairy godparent who made this episode possible with her generous donation. We'll see you in 2 weeks for the second half of this tale. Thank you for joining us in the Forest of Feminist Fairy Tales.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.